had children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, but none worshiped God until Noah. So God told Noah to build a big boat and fill it with animals of every kind. Then Noah invited everyone to join him on the boat. But the people just laughed and walked away. So when God brought the great flood, only Noah and his family survived. And what do you think Noah and his family might have said?
God told you so, all those many years ago. Did you listen? No, no, no. Now we say he told you so. God told you so, all those many years ago. Did you listen? No, no, no. Now we say he told you so.
Noah's children had grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren, many of whom worshipped God. Leaders like Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, and Moses, and prophets like Isaiah, Ezekiel, and Malachi, who told people to love and obey God. And for a time, they did worship God. Then the people chose their own way. And what do you think those prophets might have said?
We told you God loves you.
After speaking through the very last prophet, Malachi, God was silent. There were no more prophets, no more words of hope, no more promises of a savior. Time passed slowly. 1 year, 10 years, 100 years, then 400 years. And what about the people who loved God and prayed for his return? All they could do was wait.